Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
I'm going to say this tongue-in-cheek. We're halfway to the title, boys. We won six games. We got to win six more. Well, the team in New York, I was really trying to think about a team that had title expectations that were similar to this team in the beginning of the season. And the team that I came up with was the 2024 Rangers. Now, the good thing for the Rangers is that the Rangers didn't have to play a team like Boston until the Eastern Conference Finals. Unfortunately, they didn't get through it. But at the end of the day, I think that's the best comparison. And I do want to tell you guys something right now that, Sal, you hit right on the head. I'm 37 years old. When I'm watching them, I feel like I'm 10 or 11 again.
Yeah.
These 20-point deficits turning into wins. Obviously, I said my dad passed away from cancer, but I remember the 4-point play. I remember Allen Houston with his head above the rim. Mm. In 99, we were the 8th seed. This team is making me feel like I'm a kid again, and that's what it's all about. Love go it. New York, go New York,
yeah,
go.
Yeah, Brad. Ah,
boy.
Man, it gives me goosebumps.
There you have it. Call of the day. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Let's finish up BT on the phones here. We got the Knicks game three to look forward to tomorrow. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Frank is in Orange County. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, Frank.
Big fans, first time. Sal, my condolences to your family.
Thank you, Frank.
And BT, I have the perfect way to have to pay off your bet from last year.
Yes.
The baseball bet. Have them wear a Yankee Juan Soto jersey to the game.
Mm. Well, no way to the game. I mean, that's out.
Come on, Sal. You got to pay up.
So the jersey, but it was a bet as to, like, that should be on the table, buddy.
No, absolutely not.
Well, why not?
Thank you for the call, Frank. The bet was that I would have to dress in a full uniform as the player who you picked.
The Yankee of my choice.
Yeah, well,
I said I might make it be Babe Licata. Yeah, I might make it be Reg Sal Jackson.
I will do.
Maybe I'll be Sal Soto for the night.
Yeah, I will honor the bet. And if you want me to dress as a Yankee and dress as Juan Soto as a Yankee, not that I would want to do it, but I will do it. I am not doing it at the game. That's a whole nother level of sure. You'd have to kill me.
We need a ruling.
Me.
What do you think here?
I mean, the caller burped. Great idea.
I'm saying this. Yeah. You would have to kill me to get me to wear a Yankee jersey to Yankee Stadium during a Mets-Yankees game.
Oh, that's...
There's a line that even I have. That is not, like, there's no... Wearing the Yankee uniform is bad enough.
I understand that. My only concern, and we might have to send this to a lawyer, is that there's no fine print when this deal was consummated.
I think we've actually reached the point of expiration on the payoff. I mean, it's already April. May, even.
There was no fine print that said, you know, if Soto happens to lead the Yankees and goes to the Mets, I cannot wear a Soto Yankee jersey to a Yankee Met game. Like, that's not in the contract there, buddy.
Correct, but a Yankee Met game was never in play.
It was never out of play.
It was
never addressed.
Really, it was either going to be in studio here or...
or on remote. Remember we thought about that?
Or potentially opening day.
Yes.
Out at the Hard Rock.
But potentially. I would like Dove, who is generally a man of fairness here. I appreciate Hoff's support on that. I want to see if it's universal.
And just so we know, the bet was won in October. Mm-hmm. It is now May of the following year.
Was the expiration date?
There was none.
I mean, I feel like we've passed it.
Not in the contract.
Right. It fits in the description.
It does.
Not to a Subway Series game.
Wait, that's a whole other...
I would have never agreed to that.
Is there a limitation of which games you could and which games you couldn't?
Yes. Well, it was never supposed to be about a game. It was just BT saying, oh, we could do it for our show. It's got to be for our show.
Opening day at the stadium.
How about this? If we were doing a show out there, then okay. Then that's a different story.
So wait. So if I could convince Hurley... Hey, screw the Knicks.
Good luck with that. If I could convince Ryan
for us to broadcast out there.
I'm still not doing it.
What do you mean you're not doing it? I can't forcibly put the jersey on you.
I'll wear the Yankee jersey and uniform. I'm not doing it to Yankee Stadium during a Met game. That sounds like a watch to me. I wouldn't do that.
Somebody's weaseling out here, man. There's nothing that you established prior to that bet.
I never would have precluded what you are now precluding. That's a fact. That's a Met Yankee Subway Series is a whole separate element to a bet. That's a different bet.
Yeah, it is if it's addressed preemptively. If it's not, it's all part of the same bet.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this.
You didn't protect yourself.
You didn't get bet insurance. That's a you problem. Not me, buddy.
Let's get this straight. You wore an Islanders jersey.
Yes.
You wore a Celtics jersey.
Yes.
You agreed if you lost the bet to wear a Yankees jersey.
Yes.
And you won't.
No. I will wear a Yankees jersey. Not to a Yankees-Mets Subway Series game. I have no problem wearing a Yankees jersey.
I mean, Except when the deal calls for you to wear it.
Yeah, no. The deal doesn't call for me to wear it there. But here's
what you're missing. You are right. You're half right. It doesn't call for you to wear it there. But where you're out is down the toilet is that it doesn't say that it can't be there. You're focusing on one aspect of the agreement.
If we're doing the show from there,
mm-hmm.
then I will have to strongly take it into consideration. to pay off my debt, and I do not want to welch out. I will pay off my debt.
You're not a welch.
I think now we're pushing it. I've been looking to pay this off for months, so it just so happens maybe to be pushed.
It's been my plan.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt that.
You don't know.
No, but, all right, but let's say if you get us to do the show out there, then during the show, from maybe that period from 10 to 2, just maybe I will dress in the full uniform, whatever uniform you choose. Whatever player I have to be. I will stand by this and say there is no chance in hell I will wear a Yankees jersey, not even a shirt or a hat, to a Yankees Mets game. I don't care where the game's
being. You're not fulfilling the bargain, bud.
No,
that's welching.
I'll wear a Yankees jersey to a Yankee game.
By the way,
I didn't want to do this to you.
Like I didn't even want to think about doing this to you.
But the resistance
is making me reconsider.
Well, he said we had to dress up as a player of the other person's choice, never as a player of the other person's choice at a game, specifically a Met Yankee game. But, like, that wasn't on the line.
No, it was